Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
Does God really exist? We should understand from the beginning that God's existence is completely unaffected by man's opinion of him. Man's denial does not lessen the reality of God's existence, nor does man's belief prove that he is. Many have let others turn them from a belief in God without carefully studying all the evidence in the case. But where shall we begin? If God has revealed himself in nature, then in nature there must be some trace of God. If God has revealed himself in the Bible, then we must also examine its pages for whatever proof of God we can find. Let's first turn to nature in our search, and then we shall turn to the Bible. Let's start with the world that's already here and the life that already exists. Our world and the life that is therein must have had an origin. There must have been a time when these things first came into being, for the presence cries out for an explanation. Many theories have been advanced, but what's the most logical explanation? It's generally understood by all that the world has not always been here. How did it get here? Was it created? Or did it evolve from something else? If it was created, who created it? If it evolved, from what did it evolve? And how do you account for such a process? There was a time when something had to appear which never before existed, or something that has always existed. If something once appeared which never before existed, what was it? What caused it to appear? If something has always existed, what was that? Was it life, or was it matter? If it was matter, then life came out of non-life. How did this happen? What explanation can be given for this unique occurrence? Life as we know it brings forth life. Man, an intelligent being with his scientific knowledge under the very best laboratory conditions, has tried, but has been unable as yet to produce life from non-life. Is it thinkable, then, that somewhere along the way, non-intelligent matter, by itself, without any help from any intellect, once brought forth life from non-life? Is this a plausible explanation for the beginning of life? This spontaneous generation of life coming from non-life would be by far a greater miracle than any we've ever heard of. On the other hand, if it was life that always existed, then there must have always been a supreme being. Shall we say, in the beginning God created, or in the beginning matter brought forth life? Which is more reasonable to believe? Could the world have come into existence by accident or chance? This would be mere assumption, and an unreasonable one at that. Someone has said it would be just as logical to believe that Webster's unabridged dictionaries resulted from an explosion in a print shop as to believe that the world came into existence by chance or coincidence. What about the process of evolution? Again, we're back to the same question. Namely, what was the beginning of such a process? What caused the process to start? There just had to be a beginning. And with what did the world begin? Where did that from which everything else evolved come from in the first place? The theory of evolution is not a satisfactory explanation. The disbeliever has more difficulty in rejecting God than the believer has in accepting him. The disbeliever must assume three times more than the believer, for he assumes that such things as matter existed, that force existed, and that force acted upon matter. Whereas the Christian has one premise upon which he builds his faith, namely that an eternal God brought about life and all things. Some have discarded a belief in God on the ground that they've never seen him, or that he has appeared to them through the five senses. On the same ground, what about a man's mind? Has anyone ever seen a man's mind? Can you prove through any of the five senses that man has a mind? To rule out God on this ground would be to rule out the fact that man has a mind. In the same way, it's not possible to prove a mother's love by using a slide rule or computer. But the fact that such thing cannot be proven in this way does not show that they are not true. Since God created the universe and all of the natural laws which govern the universe, it's obvious that God himself is not limited or bound by any of these laws. Matter, regardless of its circumstance, is bound to respond to the law of gravity, but God is not limited in such fashion. Since scientific proof, in the commonly understood sense, depends for its evidence upon the fact that all matter is subject to natural law, it's clear that we would not use the same approach in proving the existence of God as we would in working a problem in physics, any more than we'd prove the existence of a mother's love with an adding machine. God has, however, left throughout the universe numerous indications of his existence. Psalms 19, 1 through 3. The Bible claims to reveal God and to be a revelation from God. It claims to be an accurate account of the way the world came into being. Can these claims be substantiated? If not, surely they can be disproved. But men have tried every way imaginable to disprove the Bible and have miserably failed. Many theories have been advanced which are in conflict with the Bible account of creation, but not one of these theories has been proved. If the Bible is wrong and some other explanation is right, why can't it be proved? The Bible brings to us the most reasonable conclusions of all. Let the Bible be disproved, and its account of creation will fall. Otherwise, the only true explanation we have for the way things came to be is that it is God who created all things. The psalmist once said, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." Psalms 14:1. In light of all that's been said, and the evidence thus given, how foolish to say there is no God, since the Bible explanation of creation is far more logical than any other ever advanced. Does God really exist? We know he does. Thank you for making the call.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in...